Jason, since Sunday when you found out about the injury in the middle of a game to now?
Well, obviously everybody's upset when you first hear about it. I mean, not only is he a great player, but he's an awesome leader, a great teammate, and he's really been the leader of this offense throughout the year. So I think everybody was hit hard a little bit with the news at first. But, you know, like I said, you know, it's the same way everybody felt on the field when Jason Peters was lying there and he's getting carted off and every single person's going up to him. You know, it's unfortunate. It really is. He was having a tremendous year, MVP caliber year, I think, as a lot of people would consider. But, you know, now it's next man up. I mean, that's kind of been the motto this year for us. And, you know, we have confidence in Nick Foles for sure.
The last time Nick was the quarterback in 2014, the offensive line really had a tough time. There were a lot of guys hurt. You got hurt for a while. You had that abdominal thing. This is a better group than what he had to work with then, I would say, right?
Certainly in 14. But, you know, we had a really good line for him in 13 when he had a really good season. Yeah. So I think, you know, Nick is more than capable of being a really good quarterback in this league. As long as the rest of the offense continues to do their job and guys continue to do what's being asked of them and we rally around him and give him an opportunity to succeed, you know, I have confidence in Nick Foles for sure. I've seen him do it before.
You guys keep saying that the offense isn't going to look any different with Nick Foles and instead of Carson, but does the mood in the locker room feel any different without Carson here?
I think it did initially, but, you know, now once you start working, you kind of just move on to the next thing. You know, obviously it's a little bit different today as it was the first day out there with him. So it's a little bit different feel, but that'll just get more and more natural as it happens.
Cole said yesterday that he's planning on leaning on the support of you guys, the support of the team, mm-hmm. as he makes his transition. How has he done that so far?
It's been great. He's very vocal. He's, making sure he's asking questions, you know, how were we doing it? You know, what are the little nuances that, you know, aren't really maybe talked about or discussed that you have with a different quarterback. So, you know, I think Nick and I's communication was really good today, and I think we'll be on the same page on Sunday.
What does it say about Nick, the fact that he stepped in the fourth quarter on Sunday and engineered two field goal drives and helped get you guys to win?
I mean, it says that he's a great – I mean, you know, everybody actually, you know, Nick Foles hasn't been a great quarterback in this league before. You know, he's got a – set a cleat or something like that in the Hall of Fame for throwing most touchdowns in a single game. He's been pretty darn good in Philadelphia before. You know, as long as the offensive line protects for him, as long as the receivers catch the balls, as long as the running backs, you know, keep the game balanced and we can support him, I think that he's more than capable of being a great quarterback in this league. So, you know, I think maybe it's eye-opening to other people that aren't in our world or aren't in our business, but you know, without question, when it happened in the game, everybody was confident that Nick was going to go in there and do a good job.
Do you think it helps you and Nick and maybe Zach Ertz that you guys were, and Lane as well, that you guys had the experience with him 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think that there's some familiarity there, and there's some carryover. Obviously, it's a different offense, and there's little things. You know, this is more similar to actually when Nick started playing when he was a rookie with Andy Reid, a little bit more similar offense to that. But, you know, there's some carryover, and, you know, we've definitely all worked with him at least this training camp and seasons past. So, yeah, that helps.